Yeah, because it was just so remote, and you know, it was a pain for anybody else.
The logistics were hard, sure.
And I would have to come back into shore and get them, you know, across the salt dikes, unless we wanted to drive that 3.5 hours around. But thankfully, you know, Compass was nice enough to let us cross the dikes. But yeah, I don't think anybody except myself and Jane actually collected data on the north part of the lake. But yeah, it was like, oh, this is incredible. This is amazing. Because I remember one time the sun was setting and we were just coming in, and there was a train coming across the railroad causeway, and the sun was just going down, so the bright orange orb there in the west, but the train was reflecting all of the sunlight that was glancing off of the lake and off of the sun, so it looked like there was this train that was on fire that was coming across the causeway. I actually have a picture of it somewhere. It, you know, this bright orange, it looked like, because of the shimmering effect that you get off of the lake, it looked like the train was actually on fire coming out of this lake. So it was really cool because, you know, you see this train, you can't see it, of course, on the west side of the lake, but you see it slowly rising out of the water, and it's on fire. You know, it looks like it's on fire. And it slowly comes into view and passes close to you eventually.
Cool.
And it was just amazing. I remember there's lots of organics dissolved in the lake, and you may have seen foam out there on the lake. Mm-hmm. You get these big piles of foam.
Yeah.
Well, in the north, it's even worse. And there are piles of foam that were larger than our boat.
Wow.
Just gigantic, huge foam piles, you know, 10 feet tall and hundreds of feet long immediately after storms. And there'd be, the wind would be blowing, and these giant foam blocks and balls would be rolling across the railroad tracks and blowing up into the sky and falling over, and it was just incredible. We drove the boat through a couple of them. We were out there in the middle of the lake, letting me know there's nothing out there. But immediately after storms, if it was not calm, because the water's really dense and the water will calm down and flatten out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out there, but there'd be these big, huge piles of foam still going around, and then have brine, some brine fly larvae, or not larvae, or brine shrimp cysts mm-hmm. in them, the little tiny brown things.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have salt crystals everywhere, so when they're dry, you'd have these little salt patterns all over the boat, things like that. Of course, we had to wash the windshields and everything out, else off as soon as we did that a couple of times. But that was, you know, that was probably the extent of our fun out there. That was just a strange experience. We'd scoop it up in our hands, you know, and look at it and play with it and look at it with magnifying glasses and things like that. But it's just these giant blocks of, like you'd see in a sink if you put too much dish detergent and just let it run. These huge gooey piles of foam.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and then when the lake was perfectly calm, you'd get reflections of the mountains and everything in the background, and it would be like a mirror, but it would be tinted pink.
Mm.
You know, because you see blue water reflecting the nice blue sky, but here you get the water reflecting kind of a pinkish hue to everything.
Wow. Cool.
And being out there at night, or if it's slightly foggy, you can't tell the difference between the water and the sky. Everything is kind of the same grayish color.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know where the horizon is. So you're just going along blind. That's why you have a differential real-time global positioning system. And so you know where you are on the lake. And I had an image of the lake embedded underneath the transect, so I knew approximately where on the lake I was,
mm-hmm.
so I could tell if I was getting close to shore or whatever, and you know, appropriately slow down.
Yeah.
To 2 or 3 knots at that point.
Yeah.
So if I did run aground or hit something, it didn't damage anything.
Wow.